Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is December 12, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about TransferWise integrates Visa Direct for real-time remittances. AgTech to supply Alibaba with POS terminals and facial recognition solutions. ACI Worldwide unveils ACI SpeedPay for new digital bill payment solution. Nuvei completes $270 million MLN equity financing. MFS Africa to integrate Visa payment solutions for remittances and e-commerce. How Outdoorsy is balancing buyer, seller payments in the RV world. How Travel streamlines payments in a complex web of B2B connections. SEC reignites supply chain finance debate. RTP, achieving ubiquity without a mandate. Now let's get started. TransferWise integrates Visa Direct for real-time remittances. TransferWise remittances provider has announced the support for Visa Direct, the company's push payment offering, and allow customers to move money to debit cards in real time, according to Buy. The service will first launch in Spain and then expand to Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Romania, before moving worldwide in 2020. Enabling payments through Visa Direct could help allow TransferWise to ensure it offers an identical feature set to its competitors, which might help it attract customers while allowing it to improve its speed and cost. Two features consumers value in a remittance product. AgTech to supply Alibaba with POS terminals and facial recognition solutions. A subsidiary of AgTech has entered into an agreement with its parent company Alibaba to supply equipment to the retailer and e-commerce company. The subsidiary is Beijing Got Technology, and the equipment offered includes POS terminals and facial recognition payment. The aim of the AgTech's terminals is to complement Alibaba's new retail strategy, in which digital and over-the-counter retail features are combined. As part of the agreement, AgTech would be able to expand its customer base by leveraging Alibaba's reach, with the work on developing ways to refine its lottery distribution models. Before AgTech was snapped up by the e-commerce company in March 2016, it was already established as a supplier of lottery hardware in China. ACI Worldwide unveils ACI SpeedPay for new digital bill payment solution. Real-time electronic payment and banking solutions provider ACI Worldwide has announced the latest release of ACI SpeedPay. The solution's new agent IVR conference feature helps reduce PCI scope at call centers by enabling customer service representatives (CSRs) to conference customers in to enter payment details through the company's interactive voice response (IVR) system. The customer's entry of their payment card details is obfuscated from the CSR to facilitate security. The ACI SpeedPay Pulse survey found that email alerts are the most preferred form of bill notifications and reminders, however, there is increased preference for mobile text alerts. ACI SpeedPay offers multiple notification methods such as text and email, and it enables companies to quickly communicate with their customers about payments on the device of their choice. MFS Africa to integrate Visa payment solutions for remittances and e-commerce. Visa and the Pan-African fintech MFS Africa have announced a partnership to bridge the gap between the mobile money ecosystem in Africa and the world of online digital payments. Mobile money wallets are already prevalent across Africa, but without a virtual or physical network credential associated with them, many international online services are unavailable to users. To help solve this problem, MFS Africa, a digital payments hub connecting through one API more than 180 million mobile wallets on the continent, will distribute Visa payment credentials across multiple markets in Africa. This will allow mobile money users connected to the MFS Africa platform to generate an instant Visa virtual card with a 16-digit number and link it to their mobile money accounts to use for remittances and e-commerce transactions. MFS Africa will also integrate Visa's real-time push payments solution Visa Direct to provide mobile money users on the MFS Africa platform a secure way to send and receive money and remittances directly from into their mobile money wallets via eligible card credentials. Marketplaces must design their platforms and payment innovations to retain user trust, Gardiner noted. Outdoorsy is relying on artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML, to keep track of fraud on its platform. Its AI-driven software will analyze factors like shopping behaviors and account creation to isolate fraud. Payments are critical to consumer trust. Keeping payments seamless is one way for marketplaces to retain consumer trust, as the process is foundational to customers' experiences. Buyers and sellers expect both speed and security with payments, and not offering both factors is one of the top reasons that customers report leaving a marketplace. Gardiner reiterated that trust is critical and comes from matching both sides' expectations. From the beginning, we have always invested in trust, he said. For us, it was really about having a platform that was really trusted and really had a one-on-one relationship with people, saying, this is the right person, and we have verified that he is real, and he is not going to ruin your vehicle. The sharing economy 2.0 must sidestep problems the original sharing economy did not predict, including that of tying regulatory compliance and fraud protection to payments innovation. Identity verification, fraud protection, and regulator collaboration are all critical toward maintaining the seamless payments that buyers and sellers now consider routine. How travel streamlines payments in a complex web of B2B connections. The travel industry is a highly fragmented, complex web of suppliers, distributors, tourism companies, and online travel agents, OTAs, all hustling to keep pace with the changes occurring in how travelers both for pleasure and business plan, book, and pay for their trips. A lack of standardization and infrastructure capabilities makes connectivity difficult for a supplier, for example, a hotel group trying to integrate its inventory room availability to a distributor, so that the distributor can facilitate online bookings. However, that's only the beginning of how silos in the travel sector can trip up these B2B relationships. According to Dwayne Overgaard, VP and GM of connectivity for hotel distribution company DerbySoft, market fragmentation creates bottlenecks in B2B transactions throughout the travel arena. There are not always easy connectivity options that exist to enable commerce to take place with all different types of platforms, he told PYMNTS in a recent interview. The hotel industry is very segmented, and it has a ton of systems utilized between central platforms that a hotel sits into property management systems, as well as ways people are booking the travel. The opportunity in travel distribution is to enable connectivity across all those various channels, he added, and to facilitate B2B connections between travel suppliers, distributors, OTAs, and travelers. While the biggest industry players including Expedia and Booking.com may have the resources to build out that connectivity themselves, smaller players in the market can lag behind. When it comes to payments, a lack of connectivity can mean abandoned bookings, as payment methods increasingly become a competitive differentiator. That's particularly true as payment habits change from one jurisdiction to the next. In markets like China, said Overgaard, mobile payment technologies are quickly climbing to the top of travelers' preferences. If one OTA or supplier cannot accept that payment method, they risk that traveler moving on to a competitor. The market opportunity here, he noted, is for distributors to facilitate and integrate that payment method for travel agencies and suppliers. The business travel impact as consumers adjust their travel booking and payment habits, similar shifts have been seen across the corporate travel segment as well. Indeed, according to recent analysis from McKinsey & Company, travel industry disruption is repositioning travel agencies' role in the industry. The travel sector's problem is that the underlying model is fracturing, the report stated. Traditional travel agencies now tend to tailor their services to business travelers, rather than provide options and products for a broad set of customer segments. While suppliers continue to invest in their direct-to-consumer models, OTAs have found an opportunity with business travelers which have their own shifting payment needs. One of the largest disruptors in this area is the virtual card. Virtual cards can offer businesses a way to securely enable employees to book and pay for travel without compromising security on physical corporate cards, and without forcing employees to front the bills then expense those transactions later. Yet, for hotels and other travel suppliers, acceptance can be a challenge. Virtual card details are often faxed to the property or relayed over the phone, raising the risk of errors and compounding the administrative burden of payment acceptance. DerbySoft's latest initiative aims to ease the burden of virtual card acceptance by automating virtual credit card population at the time of booking on OTAs. Dubbed the Payment Connector, the suite of services was designed with travel industry B2B payments solution provider Voxel Group to integrate the virtual card capability for distributors. Overguard noted that this solution aims to broaden participation for travel suppliers and distributors, and retain their ability to facilitate virtual card transactions to remain competitive. However, the travel industry continues to evolve, with payment habits changing, too. Apple Pay and PayPal, for example, are growing in popularity with bookers in markets around Asia. Overguard also pointed to the initial deployment of the Payment Connector solution for a client in Europe, operating within the wholesale travel distribution business model, a model that has been around for decades, he said, but is similarly experiencing growing pains from shifting payment needs. Keeping pace with change. Evolving traveler populations are similarly driving change in the market, said Overguard, pointing to the increase of travelers in Asian markets. As these shifts occur, the industry must be able to remain flexible with changing rules like tax calculation requirements, or rules related to the currencies in which prices are displayed. Payments, he added, will continue to be a major disruptor in the space, though. There are a number of payment opportunities that are evolving, that hotels are looking to accept and integrate, he said, noting that shifting payment habits mean travel suppliers must not only adjust their accounts receivable and payment acceptance tactics, but must incorporate those payment tools into how they reconcile and manage accounting. This is not unique to the hotel and travel industry, he continued. This is evolving in all lines of business, with different payment options emerging. It's not just restricted to hotels, but this is a space where sometimes the travel industry lags behind other industries. It's just borrowing, said Chris Higson, London Business School accounting professor, in an interview with the FT about corporates' use of supply chain financing. It matters because the more you borrow and the more you sell receivables, then the weaker the balance sheet. And if there's a downturn in your market and you face a setback, you're more likely to fail. Immediate backlash. Despite some analysts' warnings over supply chain financing, as well as some calls to reclassify the tool as debt, trade finance proponents and corporates have remained firm in their support of the financing tool. Following Fitch Ratings' 2018 report, the International Trade and Forfaiting Association (ITFA) issued a statement in defense of reverse factoring. There has been an increase in days payable because it is very widespread, ITFA Chairman Sean Edwards said, according to Global Trade Review reports last year. But does that mean it should be treated as bank debt? I don't think so. He added that in the case of Carillion, supply chain finance dwarfed their other lines of finance. A global controversy. The US and UK aren't the only markets in which use of supply chain finance is being called into question. Earlier this year, Australia's Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman (ASBFEO) Kate Carnell announced an inquiry into supply chain finance and its impact on small to medium-sized businesses (SMBs). Supply chain finance is a legitimate and effective tool to free up cash flow for small and family businesses, Carnell said in a statement in October, adding there are concerns, however, that large corporates are relying on supply chain finance to stretch out their days payable outstanding, DPO, to small suppliers. Reports at the time noted the ASBFEO plans to review large corporates' use of supply chain finance and whether firms are manipulating the tool, with a focus on whether supply chain finance is being used by big business as a means to stretch out formal payment terms and as a strategy to manipulate the reporting of working capital and cash reserves. The development of these technologies, however, cannot occur without keeping in mind the problems of tomorrow to ensure solutions can grow with a changing market. You can't ignore real-time payments, so doing nothing in this area is really not an option. You want to dip a toe in the water and have a use case out there, Killam said. But at the same time, you have to build it with an eye toward the future of a solution that can scale. There's a conflict, she added, between building a minimum viable product for first use cases and building a tool that can manage the payment volumes expected in the future. This challenge will particularly come into play as more service providers around the world grapple with the need for interconnecting various markets' real-time payments systems to support cross-border transactions, not an easy task when each market today remains at a different point in its own faster payments journey. An embrace of global standards like the ISO 20022 messaging standard will be key, said Killam. Learning from world peers. The U.S. journey to real-time payments will be a balancing act, between private sector competition and public sector initiatives, between immediate use cases and future-proofing, and between learning from the experiences of other markets at more advanced stages in faster payments and acknowledging the need to forge a unique path best suited for the U.S. market. This is an opportunity for collaboration, Killam said, particularly between fintechs, traditional FinServe providers and the public sector. That's the idea behind ACI Worldwide recently joining the U.S. Faster Payments Council, which also recently secured sponsorship from the Federal Reserve. As more use cases for real-time payments emerge around applications like business-to-business, B2B, supplier payments, real-time liquidity management and invisible payments, Killam also noted that more challenges would arise, too, around areas like fraud and integration. In the U.S. indeed, around the world, striking the balance of real-time payments adoption means technological innovation and industry participant cooperation will ensure real-time payments are ready to react and anticipate those changes. Every nation is deciding their own approach to real-time payments, said Killam, and while flexibility in technology to accommodate different formats and different rules is important, the interoperability of systems domestically and globally will drive faster adoption and lead to more efficiency, especially in cross-border payments. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.